just a we just didn't have enough guys on the line of scrimmage. Obviously, big play in the game that negated a touchdown, and hurt us in that situation. But we just, we just have to be a little more aware, in those situations, and make sure all our guys are in a proper formation.
Was that Nelson's job to be on the line?
I mean, it's a little bit of him, it's a little bit of the quarterback, a little bit of me. I got to make sure that everybody understands situational football and formations and, the type of things that we do. We just have to we just got to coach that better.
Doug Nelson had a tough day today. Can you talk to him and say something to him?
I'm going to keep encouraging the kid. I mean, he works hard every single day now. I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to keep loving on him and encouraging him. By no means is, am I going to be down on him? This loss today, this was on me. I got to make sure that I'm doing everything I can to get these guys ready to play.
Did you feel that play really changed momentum on the
Well, yeah. I mean, it's definitely a momentum changer. A big play like that, he puts you right back into the football game, and it's tough. It's tough to overcome sometimes. This is obviously a tremendous place. It's loud, and their defense. They're the Seahawks are. They're a team that obviously we're heading in the right direction too. I see the Philadelphia Eagles, doing some of the same things that they do offensively and defensively, and we're heading in the right direction. But, again, I've got to continue to do my part and coach better.
Now on the sideline, were you guys aware of where Nelson was lined up
there? We were.
And you think that you had called a timeout in that situation?
Could have. Sometimes the receivers look to the sideline, official, can wave them up. He was trying to wave them up. I didn't want to necessarily burn the timeout and waste the timeout in that situation. It was just unfortunate.
Nelson has all the ability.
I don't know yet. I got to find out.
Nelson has plenty of ability as a receiver. At this point, with some of the things that happened, do you feel that it's really a mental hurdle that he has to figure out how to overcome?
Well, any time that I think that a player goes through a little bit of a rough spell, I guess, it can play on the psyche of the player. From my standpoint as a coach, I got to continue to encourage and keep putting him out there and keep trusting him and keep working and keep fighting because, he's part of our team and we gotta keep plugging away. He's got to fight through it he's got to learn to not listen to the outside world and just focus on the internal and focus on just getting better.
How's Carson playing?
I thought he did some good things tonight. And I thought, he outside of the one timeout early in the game, I thought, handling the crowd noise was good and putting us in some good checks early and ball security, obviously we got to make sure we do a better job and taking care of the football. But I thought overall, it's going to be a great learning experience, for him coming in here, tough place and trying to get a win. I thought he played okay, and again, it's going to be a good one to learn from.
This is the first time you guys have kind of been handled where you didn't really have a chance. Is this a good sort of either measuring stick or message game for your team to sort of calibrate itself and see where it kind of wants to go?
I think so. I think it's a benchmark for us. You look at certain games on your schedule, and this obviously was one of those games that a team that's playing extremely well, in the Seahawks and us coming off a win, off of a good win a week ago. And these are benchmark games. And it just shows you either – the thing is, too, I've learned this in my career as a player and a coach, is things are never as bad as they seem and they're never as good as they seem. And we'll get a chance to evaluate this game, on the plane back and I'm making the necessary adjustments. We got some time coming up this week and we just got to, myself included, we just got to get better.
Doug, is there winning on the road? Is this issue has become almost a mental thing at this point, or do you not believe in a home-away difference?
Well, this is a tough place to play. I mean, this crowd is obviously electric, and they're loud, and everybody knows it coming in here, and I thought we did a good job handling that. even with some of the things trying to get lined up, we got lined up, we were able to communicate and get the snap off, and You know, but we have to, you know, as a team, as coaches, we, myself included, we got to learn how to tighten things up, I guess. And when you go on the road, you gotta keep that same mentality that you have at home. And you know, whether you feed off the crowd, feed off each other, it's just those guys in the locker room that travel, you know, on these trips. And it's a good one to learn from.
So jump to that end. You saw some kind of fundamental mistakes. You know, Brandon jumps off sides on a key third down. Bryce doesn't run through the ball on a deep ball there. Are those things exacerbated by being on the road? Are those things, you know, at this point you have to go over and practice even more? Or they kind of assume that an NFL player knows not to do those things?
You just have to continue to work every single day. You can never rest in this business. When you think you have it, you don't. You got to keep. That's the beauty of this sport. I mean, it's like you just come to work every day and you learn and you try to get your players better and you teach and it's fundamental football. Every game, I've talked to the players a lot about. Every game has its own set of circumstances. Every game is different. No two games are alike. And as coaches and players, those are the things, those are the lessons that we learn and we continue to, you just can't relax. You just can't rest. You have to continue to fight through it and push through it and keep teaching and keep coaching eventually you learn from all your mistakes.
Does a game like this tell you, in a way, who's going to be here for the, you know, does it indicate who might be here for the long haul? Can it reveal?
You know, I don't think one game can reveal that. I think because we have a lot of there's still you know some time here. We still got some games left and a lot of games left in our schedule. So, by no means are we throwing in towels or doing anything like that or looking to the future. I mean, we still a lot of pride in that locker room now and coaches and players and you know we get another home game in a week and a Monday night game, Green Bay coming to town. So. You know, we're gonna go to work and get better and try to win next week.
You guys are 0-5 when the defense gives up more than 20 points. Is that putting too much pressure on that side of the ball?
I think you know every aspect, every facet of your team has to you know do well in these games. That's offense, defense, and special teams. And I felt tonight too that. That offensively we didn't make enough plays to stay on the field. Defensively, we didn't make enough plays to come off the field. So it was a hand in hand thing. And you know, a lot of times when your defense is on the field, you know, it's part of your offense. And you know, it's tough. It's tough. But yet, this is going to be a great learning experience. Again, like I said earlier. Going forward, it's just going to make us the resiliency of this football team. The guys are disappointed. The guys are mad, and they look forward to getting to work this next week. I'll find out more when we get back. Okay, thanks, guys.